What? Where's When Love Goes Astray? Can't possibly be the divorce hour, but it is. And I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative. I'm going to give the phone number immediately because there are so many different things we can talk about today. 877-480-4120. I invite you to call in. I am with my favorite guest of all time, Catherine Morgan Bloom.
I'm giving out my whole name.
I'm giving out your whole name. How are you, Katie?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Thanks for talking to your father.
Sometimes I can do that.
Okay. Let's start with the basics. Where were you when the earthquake hit?
I was at the Garden State Plaza Mall. I felt it, though. It was pretty neat.
Did anything shake?
The whole building shook up. Pardon me. I was sitting in a restaurant and there was like a case of wine behind me. So prime seating location for an earthquake, and you could kind of see them shake.
Cool.
So yeah, it was really neat.
I was at the bank, but money wasn't flying off the shelves.
What a shame.
Which is a shame. But we did feel the counter move and the windows vibrate. It was really pretty impressive. If somebody wants to talk about the earthquake, feel free to call in.
I like the music, very apropos for...
Thank you. And we have a hurricane coming in. So apparently this is a storm of two centuries.
A hurricane?
A hurricane. So let me ask you this, my child. Were the Mayans right? Was Nostradamus right? Is the world going to end on December 21st, 2012?
Kind of seems that way. I wouldn't put it past him.
Now, Sam is shaking his head because he says the end of the Mayan calendar is that day, and it just means an evolution and a change will come. But Nostradamus was a little more specific, and I figure those guys are smarter than we are. The topic of the day, when a parent dates. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. How am I?
Well, all right, let's I didn't realize I was catching you on the spot with that question.
Because that wasn't exactly what you said the topic of the day was. But okay. I don't know, I feel neutral about it.
Okay,
I mean,
you feel neutral. Let me ask you more specific questions. I'll be a better lawyer and ask a more specific question. When should you meet someone I'm dating?
Well, when it's serious. I mean, I have a lot of friends who are uncomfortable with their newly divorced parents dating, and I guess that's probably just because I don't know why they're uncomfortable with it. I guess it's somebody besides their own parents being together, and that's a strange concept, which I do understand. However, you know, at least in your case, I feel like the divorce was something that was kind of inevitable. It's going to be good for both of you, whether it feels that way for either of you at this point in time or not. I think, you know, it's pretty obvious how you feel about it, that it was a very positive thing in your life. But, you know, when I'm not here to stand in the way of your happiness, and it really doesn't matter what my opinion of you dating is. Like, if you're happy doing it, you're happy doing it, and you should go do what makes you happy.
Okay. I got a bunch of questions on that.
Okay.
First of all, I don't think you can control my happiness one way or the other, but the way I define myself is not married person, single person, divorced person. The way I first define myself is as parent. And the most important things in my life are my daughter and my son. And everybody should know that my son was invited to attend today.
He's shy.
He's shy, and he elected not to come in. But that's his thing. My daughter is not quite so shy.
I also had nothing better to do.
Nah, I don't believe it. I don't believe that, because you could have been looking for a job.
I could have been.
Okay, there is a rule today if you call in. Okay? The rule is no questions about her mother. We're not putting her on the spot about that. She can ask
everything else you put me on.
Anything else we could put her on the spot with. But so basically, if I were dating, I don't know, if I were a woman, I would say if I were dating the Seventh Fleet. But if I were dating the Nick City Dancers, all of them.
I wouldn't want to know.
You wouldn't want to know. You wouldn't want to meet any one of them. Is that correct?
Well, if you were dating all of them at the same time, absolutely not.
Okay, just checking. I'm not. I'm just checking. Besides, they only date the Knicks.
Oh, fair enough.
Just so you know. But if I'm dating, let's say I have two girlfriends, which I don't ever, the world should know I don't have two girlfriends. But if I were,
I would want nothing of it. I mean, that's a lot of pressure because not only do I have to meet two new people that obviously mean something to you if you're introducing them to me. And then I kind of have to sit there and if, you know, they don't know about one another, which I would assume they probably wouldn't, you know, that's me having to keep up alive for both of them, like
a facade. Not a lie.
All right.
I'm a lawyer. I mean, a liar, whatever. I am a lawyer.
But I mean, this is also, you know, I wouldn't want to meet anybody who is wildly out of your age range.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about age range when we come back from the break. But let's just talk about a couple of things. So you've now met three people I've dated, I think.
I haven't counted.
I have. Not all at the same time. And I'm not asking you what your opinion of it is, but I'm more asking what goes through your head when you see your father with someone else. You don't have the fantasy that your mother and father are going to get back together, do you?
Not really. I mean,
what do you mean, not really?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious now that it's not going to happen, but I mean, I've considered it before. But I mean, what goes through my head is this is somebody, part of me also trusts your judgment. If you think that they're a good person and they're a nice person and you think highly enough of them to introduce them to me, then sure, I'd be happy to meet them. And I keep that in the back of my head while I'm speaking to them. But I mean, also when you're introducing me to somebody, I'm not expecting them to like come step in and fill the mother position. Like they're just going to be a friendly face. And I'm also not really expecting to spend, tons and tons of time with them. I mean, I would be happy to spend time with them. I've enjoyed all of the people that you've introduced me to. However, you know.
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about special occasions later. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about ages. apparently, you are very opinionated on that subject.
Rightly so.
Bite. I edited myself. 877-480-4120. Call and ask your questions. Otherwise, you're stuck listening to my questions. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, here with the beautiful Katie Bloom at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Katie, do you have any idea what music that was?
You told me what it was. I don't remember, though. Something about Kissing in the Rain.
Nope.
No, I'm...
Nope, different song.
Okay.
It was the theme to a TV show, Before Your Time. The Dating Game.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was apropos of this. So, when you are concerned about ages of people that your father dates, is there an upper... And a lower, or just at a lower, that you worry about?
I don't know. I guess it's all...
It's all relative.
All relative, yeah, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't want anybody who is too much older, but I... It's mostly younger that I worry about.
You worry about young. Why do you worry about younger? That I'm curious.
I don't know. It would be uncomfortable to see you with a girl who is close to my age.
Okay. That's it? You're not worried about somebody swooping in and stealing the $5 I have left after the divorce?
I would imagine you would have a good prenup. I don't know.
Very good. So, I mean, you are very tuned into my checking out of people. I remember when you were in high school, and I'm looking at a girl walking down the street, and you go, "Dad, she's younger than I am."
I don't remember that, but I remember saying other things. So.
And I remember even most recently in my apartment complex, I checked out one of the women who was walking into another building.
Well, I don't really ever want to see you checking.
Dad, she's so young.
No, I didn't. I said she's too
young. Too young. All right, you got an age? The world should know. I'm 57. I'm 57. I look 47. I feel 37. And I act like I'm 12. So, to me, age really doesn't matter. And you're telling me you would feel comfortable if I dated someone in their 20s? Yes.
Wait, what?
If I dated someone who was in their 20s.
Would I feel uncomfortable?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. I'm 23. I'm almost, you know,
how
give
about,
me a couple of months.
How about, in their
30s? Round it up to 25.
How about in their 30s?
I guess that's more reasonable. It really depends on the person.
Okay.
If you felt that strongly about, if, you know, it was serious enough that you were introducing me to somebody, then... I mean, I would be willing to give anybody a chance, but at the same time...
You would?
Within reason.
Within reason. I love hearing... Okay, what's without reason? What is outside of reason?
I guess under 30.
Under 30? Okay.
I mean, well, I think consider, like, your nieces or ex-nephews and, you know, people of...
Okay, I have an ex-nephew who was born in the bicentennial year, so he would be 31, correct? That sound right? 76
no.
to now?
Is it? I don't know.
I think that's 35.
You said 31.
Oh, I made a mistake. 35. Good math, laugh. So anybody younger than my 35-year-old nephew / former nephew is an issue.
I would think, for me, I feel like that would be a little weird. I mean, if these people weren't either your family or former family, whatever, would you know, I don't know. It seems
It seems weird.
Weird. I mean, for lack, that's kind of the big main word for the entire topic today is it's a little weird. And it's little, not really, you know, how is it when a parent dates? It's weird. How is it when he dates somebody who's younger than he is? It's weird. Like,
so it's just a matter of what scale of the weirdness.
Basically. Yeah.
How high on the weirdness scale it. So you got a problem with you. So it's weird for you to see me date at all is what you're telling me.
Yeah, it's a little strange, and I think it would be strange for any kid who's, you know, got a parent who's divorced and back on the dating scene.
Okay. And have you ever talked to your friends about this particular issue?
I've shared personal stories.
Oh, you don't have to tell me what they are. I'm just wondering, and have they shared personal stories with you?
I'm trying to think. Probably not as many.
So it's... It's much like this radio show is for me. It's your own personal therapy when you talk about it. Self-therapy.
Well, it's more, this is a really funny story. Look
Uh-oh.
At how uncomfortable this is.
Uh-oh. I don't want to know what's uncomfortable. But then again, I do.
I mean, it's not wildly uncomfortable. It's like, let's meet the new girlfriend on this occasion. You've
okay.
never met them before.
Well, what about holidays? Now we have Jewish holidays coming up. Then there'll be Thanksgiving. Then there'll be, you know, the universal holidays of Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, etc. Would you have a problem with a Brady Bunch type of holiday?
As in, you know, bringing together two families?
Yes, as in...
I mean, it depends how long you've been dating the person. I mean, you want to get into, like, current things? I mean...
We could get into current things. We can get into past things. I know that last Thanksgiving... Was it last Thanksgiving? Two Thanksgivings mm-hmm. ago... We had a Brady Bunch day the day after Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and I know, and you don't have to tell us what you did in the car. Please, as a matter of fact, please
no. This
don't.
Was two.
That was two Thanksgivings ago.
Yeah,
it was the day after Thanksgiving, and that was very Brady Bunchy.
Well, I mean, that was also,
and
that
the children,
woman
and
had
the,
two children who were similar ages to me and Jake, my brother, and we had spent a lot of time together previously, and so that wasn't particularly uncomfortable, especially because I was pretty good friends with the daughter of this woman. I mean, the woman that you're dating now, I like a lot, and I've spent a decent amount of time with her, and I enjoy her company.
And you know that her children are not the same in the same age
They're
bracket
not.
As you.
And I've only met one of them, and he seemed very lovely. However, it is a little bit intimidating to go into a situation and have to meet several new people all on, you know, a large holiday or something like
that. Okay. That's fair. So I will be guided accordingly. What are you doing for the hurricane?
hoping that Fort Lee, New Jersey is a safe place to hang out.
Staying with your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Making s'mores if the electricity goes out, that type of thing.
Very interesting. Okay. I know you're the most liberal person I know. As a matter of fact, when I was asking your brother what political party he was enrolling in, is that the right word?
Registering
in, thank you. He said, independent, why? And I go, because all the Blooms are Democrats. And he starts asking me about people. And I go, Democrat. And he goes, what about my sister? She's a flaming Democrat.
I don't know. I was surprised when I heard from your father, who may swing even further left than I do. I've calmed down a little bit. I don't know. I've become a touch more moderate.
Okay. So do you have a problem with me dating any particular ethnic groups?
No.
Do you have a problem with me dating any religion?
No. As long as they weren't proselytizing you and trying to get you to convert.
Ah, that's okay, because that's my rule. I'll date any religion as long as they're not a fanatic about it, including my religion.
Okay.
So where we don't have to worry about that issue. We're going to take a break in about a minute. I want to remind everybody that you can call in with questions for Katie, questions for me, questions, comments, if you'd like, 877-480-4120. Too shy to call? You can email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. You can even send us an instant message over the Facebook fan club page of The Talking Alternative. I know I said that wrong, but I guess you guys can figure that out if you got the general idea. 877-480-4120. We'd rather hear your voices. I am Larry Bloom here with Katie Bloom on the Divorce Hour here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Well, that's a whole different subject. Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. That's an age-inappropriate song, wouldn't you think, Katie?
Yes.
And so you would have a problem with me dating Stacy's mom if Stacy's mom were, if Stacy were one of my contemporaries.
Sure. Say that again?
If I had a friend who was about my age named Stacy. Dating her mother would not be such a good idea.
Yeah.
Got it. We have a phone call.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Chessie.
Chessie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great. Chessie, I know you, and I know your father. I even know your mother, so I know that both of them have certainly dated since the divorce. What do you have to add or on the subject, or do you have questions?
Well, it's more of a comment.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I was in boarding school for the majority of the dating that went on for my mother and my father.
Okay.
And I feel like the luckiest girl in the world to have been in boarding school. I didn't have to meet that many people. They were basically settled almost by the time I got out of boarding school. So I knew they were serious about the people they liked. And I'm just so happy I wasn't a part of that process. It would have been very hard for me.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because Katie and I were talking during the break about this. So maybe you have an opinion. Your dad's remarried.
Yeah.
How weird was that for you? Because we're measuring it on the weirdness scale today.
Well, on the weirdness scale, if you take a bunch of the things into consideration, she was age appropriate,
okay,
which made me happy.
Okay.
I got along with her, and her kids were about the same age, which made it easy.
Right.
And they really, really liked each other. There was no question about it. It was very quick how they fell in love and knew that they were the right people for each other. So it wasn't, nothing was up in the air or in question. So it wasn't that hard. I mean, it wasn't easy.
It wasn't what?
It wasn't easy.
Okay. And what were the hard parts? What were the hard parts?
Considering it wasn't that hard.
What were the hard parts, Chessie?
The hard parts were,
if you don't mind me asking,
probably bringing in the families together and doing those things like holidays together, just because it wasn't how it used to be. It's not what you grew up with and what you were comfortable with.
Okay, and instead of it just being you and your brother, all of a sudden you had I guess they're called stepbrothers and a stepsister, I believe, all had or have significant others. So you got a whole mess of people involved there.
Yeah, a whole bunch of people. When it came to my mom and her boyfriend, his kids weren't a big part of the picture.
Right.
They weren't around a lot. But as far as my dad and his wife, they wanted everything to be meshed in together, everyone love each other immediately and have bonds with each other and call each other, forget the stuff, just call it your brother and sister. And it was hard to make that change so quickly. Through time and space, and it became a lot easier, but at first it was hard.
Did you talk to your dad about it?
I don't even know if we talked about it. I think I acted out a few times, which made it pretty obvious that I didn't feel comfortable.
Okay.
But I wasn't straightforward and just told him that I was uncomfortable, unfortunately. I didn't feel comfortable doing that.
Well, let me speak to all of the children of divorced parents out there for a moment. We'd rather know that you're uncomfortable than have you act out. We'd rather know that you're uncomfortable than guess.
Well, that's easier said than done in a lot of ways. You know, you're just because you would rather hear it doesn't mean that it's going to be easier for us to say it.
Yeah.
But that's all I'm saying is you don't have to, you know, you don't have to be at a Brady Bunch holiday and go, I'm uncomfortable. Instead, you could pull me aside and have a private conversation with me or with your mom or with Chessie's mom or with Chessie's dad. Or
you know, if I look back, I wish I had done that too, but I didn't have the courage or the confidence to just hit it straight on and tackle the problem. I didn't understand how to do that the correct way.
Well, let me ask you, because you're both daughters of very doting fathers. Are you afraid that your place as the number one girl might have been jeopardized?
Yeah.
How about you, Katie?
I mean, I don't know. I think also probably just because at the time of your divorce, I was a little bit older than Chessie was. Like, it's not really something that I've thought of too much. I think you've made it pretty clear I feel like it's kind of clear that it's not that I'll always be there.
You'll always be number one.
Yeah, but
and your brother will always be number one boy.
No, number two. I mean, because I feel like it's also just a very, very different relationship. I'm not looking to be your girlfriend or your wife. I'm looking to be your daughter.
I don't,
I don't want to be treated like I'm like anything but your daughter.
And for the record,
mm-hmm.
I don't want you to treat me like I'm your like you're my parent. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Jesse, anything else you want to add?
No, that's about it. I enjoy listening to you guys as I'm studying.
Okay. Well, you know, tell all your friends because this show will be on podcast and they'll be able to listen to your input on the show.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thanks, Jesse.
So much
Good
for calling.
Good luck with your exams.
Good luck with exams and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Well, that was nice, wasn't it?
Very, very nice.
It's, you know, the problem is I talk to Chessie more on the radio than I do in real life. And she's family. So, but would you still have a problem now at your mature adult age saying, you know, I'm uncomfortable with this?
I think I've grown into a little bit more of a self-assured person and that I feel comfortable saying things. If you caught me a couple of years ago, absolutely not. I feel comfortable and I feel like I need to say certain things now that I'm older and that I have my own confidence.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because I recall an incident you were not present. It's at the former marital home, or was at the former marital home, better known as our house. I had come back from Myrtle Beach, where your mother had borrowed my car because her car was on the fritz. And Jake screamed at me from the balcony of the foyer and went, "You abandoned me!" Did you ever feel like I abandoned you?
No, but it was also, I think, presented to me a little bit differently than Jake. I wasn't living at home when you decided to get a divorce or, you know, whatever.
I call it running away from home.
Well, that, when you put it like that, it's hard to step away from the word abandon. And I think, especially since Jake was living at home and he was still in high school and he was left with somebody who was also left.
Okay.
It's an emotionally a very different thing.
He had more of a burden.
And it wasn't as clear to him. I mean, I think being older, I can also see, like, you have to get away from what makes you unhappy and you have to run towards the things that do make you happy. And to me, that's very clear. And I'm not sure if it was very clear to him or if it still is clear to him.
Katie, I don't know if you were listening when I had Peggy Herzog in. She is a child psychologist, and I asked her about how to tell children about separation. I want your version of it after the break. I want the listeners to call in with their questions, 877-480-4120. Email me at Larry@divorcedbybloom.com. Thank you. I forgot. the instant messaging at the Facebook Talk
the
Alternative. Talking Alternative Broadcasting fan club page. I just don't know how to say it. I'm not that tactically savvy. Join us here. We will be back in a minute here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media, Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Again, Christina Aguilera. But do you know, Katie, who made the song famous?
Well, it's cheating because I heard you say it before, but Marlene Dietrich.
That's right. I think the movie was Blue Angel, if I'm not mistaken. But so is it weird to see your parent fall in love as opposed to just date?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's weirder than just dating, right? It's higher up. It's a higher level on the weirdness scale.
Well, I'm not really sure. You've never said, "Oh, I'm falling in love with this person or that person." So I'm not really sure where to look at it from a reference point of what's weird or not.
Okay,
but I think hearing about first dates is way up there on the weirdness level.
It is, so I shouldn't share that with you?
No, but I mean, I've also, that was, especially when you started dating, I was very curious and I wanted to know.
You always asked what their name was.
Well,
the first name, anyway.
I was always curious, but then I realized I really didn't actually want to know after a while.
Okay, and did you let me know that you didn't want to know?
I think I did. I think I said, I want to know, but I don't want to know,
okay.
I'm curious, and I would ask, and then...
I my favorite line that you told me, and I really did take to heart, was, I'm going to want to know about your sex life when you're going to want to know about mine.
And that's very true.
So I've refrained from conversations in that regard.
Until now.
No, we're not talking about that now. I'm just making a statement.
Okay.
Dum-dum.
What we were talking about before the break was what happened when you told me about the divorce.
Okay.
And now, you wanted to hear my version of it, unless you changed your mind.
Okay. No, that's not. I want to talk about that. I want to hear your version of it, and then I want to hear what you thought might be a better way that we could have handled it.
Okay. Well, Jake obviously felt abandoned by the whole process. I felt kind of ambushed. My version of events was I was down at school in Maryland, and I was in my own apartment, and it was during a very, very busy time in my life. It was like winter term. I was taking a class, and it also coincided with like the inauguration when DC was a crazy time, and I was working a lot, and I would get calls from you and mommy going, you know, we're going to come down and visit, you know, we have to talk about something. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, either they're getting divorced or somebody's really sick. And
well,
they need
we told
to come.
You that nobody was really sick.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I felt like there was impending doom in my future, basically. And, you know, being the daughter of a divorce lawyer and being surrounded by divorce, you know, from a very, very young age, it wasn't like that far from my mind, but it's still, something seemed ominous. And I just remember, you know, hanging out with my friends and like having them, we drove somewhere and I was like, I just didn't want to be anywhere. Especially not my apartment, to be there when you guys got there. And then you sat down and it was literally like a 2-minute conversation, like, all right, we've decided we're going to separate. And I was like,
okay, let's go to dinner.
Well, you said, both of you kept asking me, do you have any questions? Do you have any questions? It's not your fault. And I mean, those seem like very typical lines that you tell kids when the parents are getting divorced.
Well, are you aware that your mother and I went to a therapy session just on how to tell you?
I think I wasn't sure if it was just on how to tell me or what, but I mean, I knew that you had gone to some sort of therapy and that it wasn't to reconcile, basically.
Okay.
Or that neither of you were interested in reconciling at that point.
That's correct.
Or fixing things.
Okay.
But that you were going to a therapy session on something.
Okay.
And then I was uncomfortable and I was like, well, friends, let's go out to dinner with my family. And
that's right. You brought your friends along.
So. Well, can you imagine? I mean, put yourself in my place. Like, your parents came down just to tell you this one thing. The conversation literally takes 2 minutes. And then what are you supposed to do for the rest of the time that they're there visiting? I mean,
we didn't stay that long. We just stayed overnight.
I feel like you spent a little bit of time the next day, or I mean, we had an entire night together, basically.
Right.
So.
And
I mean, it was uncomfortable, and it was super
now
unpleasant.
Now I'm going to ask, because this is my therapy session, and it's all about, as we all know, this show is all about me. What did you and your brother talk about when, you know, you knew we wanted to come down, but we weren't down yet? I assume you spoke about it.
I don't really remember. I mean, my brother is not very big on talking over the phone, at least, especially not at that point in time. He was in high school.
Did you text each other?
I really don't remember. I think, you know, I have a vague memory of just like texting him and being like, what on earth is going on? This is so strange. Like, I'm kind of nervous. I don't know what's going on. And he was like, this is really uncomfortable. I can't believe I have to be stuck in the car with these two people who are getting divorced for another 4 hours. Like,
each way.
Each way. Yeah.
All right. And what do you think would have been a better way of handling it?
Well, especially, this sounds a little trite, but like using modern technology, you could have Skyped me or you could have, you know, conference called me and said, this is what's going on. You know,
and
if you want to see us in person, like, you know, we can take it from there.
Now, one of us actually, we weren't smart enough to say Skype or iChat, mm-hmm. video iChat, but would you have been, you wouldn't have felt that was impersonal?
Well, it felt like there was a lot of pressure and a lot of scrutiny when you come down. And then I it was more, I had to deal with it too. Like, I couldn't just kind of brush it under the rug. And it became, like, I mean, it's been hard. And it was very, very hard. And it kind of influenced a lot of things at that point in time.
I have to tell you, I thought both you and your brother were going to say to the two of us, what took you so long?
Well, that's not really polite.
But really, you know, words. When were you polite to your parents?
I'm a very polite person.
You know what I mean.
I mean,
you would have said something to that effect.
Well,
the signs were there.
And I've said it before and I still say it. Like, there was nothing that was really surprising about it, except I think the timing. And the fact that it was so real and that it was actually happening. I think we both, you know, it was always in the back of our minds that it was a possibility and a very likely possibility. But, it, you know, there's something about it being an option and then suddenly having to face it as a reality. It's two way, way different things.
Okay. Now, is that worse or better than being in a house with a mother and a father that don't talk to each other at all?
I mean, there was nothing. I think,
you know, once in a while we'd have a screaming match, but basically it was silence.
And there was nothing good about that either, but
no,
I mean, that was...
I'm not suggesting it was good. I'm just wondering which was worse.
Having divorced parents or...
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to say. I think ultimately it's definitely better that you split up, because I know that both of you will be much happier and you are happier people now that you're not together and you're not forced to interact with somebody that you don't like. But, I mean... you know, the nitty-gritty of the divorce, I think there were problems with that. We don't have to get into it over the radio, but I mean, honestly, like, it's not ideal, you know.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we're going into our last segment. I have one more question for Katie, but I will address that after the break. If you have a question, please call in. 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. We're here with Katie Bloom, my beautiful daughter, and we are talking about when a parent dates at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Ready to rock?
Yeah, man.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up. Yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up.
You ever hear that before?
Usher, Usher.
Was it Usher?
That is Usher. Yeah.
Okay. No? I didn't know who it was. It's called Parent Date Night.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Or at least that's the way I found it on YouTube. So.
No, this is definitely Usher. And
okay.
I think it's DJ's got us falling in love again. I could be wrong.
Wow. Who knew I was so hip?
Oh, so hip.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Who is the coolest parent?
You're second to Mrs. Johnson.
Okay. And we know how cool Mrs. Johnson is. So, and everybody should know that Mrs. Johnson is not Stacy's mom.
She's very, 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 very nice.
Yes, she is. Just in case the Johnson girls are listening. Do you recall a time when I had a broken heart?
Yeah, and it wasn't about my mother.
That's correct. It was not about your mother. On that weirdness scale, how do we rank that? That went through the roof?
Yeah, you were upset about that for a very, very long time, and it was a big topic of conversation.
Okay, and how did you feel about me talking to you about that?
I wasn't really a fan.
You weren't a fan. You didn't want
to
know.
Also, at the same time, you should be listening to me tell my heartbreak stories.
Not the other way around.
Especially if they're not about my mom.
Okay. That's a fair statement. So I shouldn't tell you that. That's not something I should inflict upon you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if we have a call or not. Let me just see. No, we don't have a call. So let me thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
And I hope you're available for substitute hosting.
Sure.
You are now back in the
New Jersey area.
The New York, New Jersey area.
Tri-state.
The tri-state.
If it still exists after the Quakeacane.
The Quakeacane. That's right.
Hurricane.
I think I like Hurricane better.
Okay.
So we'll see if we're still standing next week. Mm-hmm. Next week's show, I will have Mary Spooner in. Mary and I are co-organizing a group called Take a Stand for Divorce.
You can't organize it if you don't know the name of it.
It's called Take a Stand for Respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called. It's going to be a new divorce support group handling the emotional aspects of divorce. We are going to have our first meeting Tuesday, September 13th, and we will go 11 weeks to the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. We will also be having a fundraising breakfast on Sunday morning, September 25th. And Katie, who's going to be waiting tables that day?
Well, it's a buffet, but I'll be serving stuff.
Okay, fair enough. As will your brother.
Yeah, if he's not.
So, if you want to come to that breakfast, email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com.
Or take a stand for respect at gmail.com.
That's right. And who set that account up?
Me.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank God I have two children who are technologically savvy. Otherwise, I'd have to rely on Sam. We're going to have a few other shows lined up. I have a doctor in Texas talking about the intelligent divorce and dealing with your children. I have a men's divorce coach coming in. I have I must have had a half a dozen female or women's divorce coaches in. I've got another one lined up. So I'm very excited about the future of the Divorce Hour. If you like the show, and I'm speaking to you out there, Katie's friends who are listening, and to everybody else, do not keep us a secret. Tell your friends, tell your relatives, shout it from the rooftops. The Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom at TalkingAlternative.com every Friday at noon with podcasts. I hope you had fun today, Katie.
I did.
And I hope I didn't embarrass you too much.
I hope I didn't embarrass you either.
Not at all. You're my child. You could never embarrass me. Your brother, on the other hand. Okay.
Hello, friends. Goodbye, friends. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Thanks. And I'm going to, because I'm a father, if you want to contact Katie, contact her through the email address I gave you. Not the Lariat, not the take a stand for respect at gmail.com. Don't use that one. Use the Larry. have
so again, if you want to contact me, that's larry@divorcedbybloom.com to relieve any confusion that he just said.
And you can put in the subject heading for Katie.
Fair enough.
Okay. And then I'll only look at it a little before I forward it on. This has been the Divorce Hour. Have a great week, everybody. I am Larry Bloom with my favorite daughter, Katie Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.